today we hear that Luke's version of that parable of the talents that we just heard on Sunday. And as Greg was reading it, I was laughing to myself because I always remember my brother, who's a police officer, saying that eyewitness testimony is not reliable because you get all these different stories. And if you're very familiar with the Matthew's parable of the talents, and yet this one sounds very similar, and yet it still sounds strange to me. The details are a bit different than Matthew's. Gone is the large amounts of money that's exchanged. In Matthew's version, these three servants get between five and about $1 million in our terms today in these talents. In Luke's, 10 servants each get a gold coin, still not a small amount. And then also gone is the giving of the talents according to their own abilities. There's a lot more detail added into Luke's. I wonder if that makes it less popular than Matthew's. Added is the command to trade with these until I return. Matthew doesn't say anything about it. He just says they gave it to him. Also added is the reason that Jesus gave this parable. Jesus was heading to Jerusalem to meet his fate, and the people with him thought that he was going to bring the kingdom of God when he got there. He's coming. He's going to just come and take over everything. A few more details are added to Luke's in the story, such as this delegation who represents the Jewish elite who does not want this man to become king. We found out what happens to them later at the end of our story, and they get their comeuppance, as you hear now, as far as those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. Doesn't sound like Jesus, does it? That's why he told it in a parable. Once again, we have seen over these last weeks a more serious, more somber, and even a grim Jesus. We can all sympathize, as we all dislike rejection, especially when we know that what we're offering is enough for another's good, and how often we offer advice to people, tell them what to do, and it's rejected, and we feel bad. Luke's version makes it quite clear that Jesus expects a return for the gifts given. But I also think Jesus is frustrated with the barriers in accepting his word. We could blame it all on free will, that primary gift that we have been given by God. We exist in a world where we have free choice. And it's the only world in which love is possible. I want you to think about that. It's the only world in which love is possible, is one where we have free will. And it's the only world in which rejection of love is possible as well. What keeps us from accepting God's love? Or as I put it a few weeks ago, why is it difficult to love God? I trace that back to Adam and Eve and the rejection of God as the source of life and love. Whether we develop an ego disorder from the lack of appreciation for the gifts we've been given, a disorder that we reap when we do not sow and harvest where we do not plant. When we gather the benefits of the gold coins we have been given and forget the source of those gifts, we distort our relationship with God. When we claim our gifts as our own, we look towards God as a demanding master instead of a joyful lover. Then our world breaks down. This is the reason it is called original sin. Not because it's sin like the kind we commit, but rather it's because all sin distorts our relationship with God. And original sin is the primary defect that we all carry, that we think our lives are all about us. Imagine how long a marriage would last if we became envious or suspicious of our spouse, where we would be suspect of their motives or wary of their intentions. How would you like to be in a relationship like that? Yet in sin, this is what happens to our relationship with God. We become suspicious of God. But in that same environment, that same place, that same world, we can offer ourselves in vulnerability, in open heart love, exposing to the other, saying, "Here, I love you, and I know you can hurt me." This is the love offered to us by God, and yet we hurt him again and again. Yet he still says, "Here is another gold coin." And when we do respond to God's love in our openness and recognition of who created us, God's joy pours out over us all, and we receive, according to the parable, 10 times what we have been given. Our psalm today was Psalm 150. It's the last psalm in the book of Psalms. And it was, as you heard, a tremendous psalm of praise. Maybe that's a fitting end to our dedication to the love of God, that we just praise him. Holy, 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 Lord, holy.